Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
930 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
Our Knucklehead runners up today, beginning with a toilet thief.
Guy stole 18 toilets. It turned out he worked for a construction company in the office, so he knew when those installs were happening. And then he'd just go over there at night, steal the toilet, and go down and sell it back to like some secondhand store. He did it to 18 toilets.
And then you can pick the knucklehead in this story. This happened in Beaverton, Oregon on Saturday. A guy stole a car from a lady, brought the car back and lectured her, and then took the car again. He stole the car outside a grocery store. The lady had left it running. Left the keys in there, left it running, left it unlocked with her four-year-old inside while she was in the store shopping. So he comes back after he sees the realizes he's got a four-year-old in there and tells her, I ought to call the cops on you. She grabbed her kid, and then he took off with the car again. But our 930 Knucklehead winner today is Charles Barkley. Speaking of the vaccine.
Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
I think I'm a worthy candidate to get it. Your mom certainly is. Charles Barkley thinks that professional basketball players and athletes should be one of the first ones to get it because they pay more taxes.
NFL players, hockey players, listen, as much taxes as these players pay, let me repeat that, as much taxes as these players pay, they deserve some preferential treatment.
For life and death?
Yes.
Kenny the Jet Smith can't even believe he's hearing that. It's like, are you actually saying this into a microphone? You fool.
Did they thought he was drunk? Who was guessing he was drunk?
Once the social media world started clapping back at Charles Barkley, they're like, that guy must have been drunk to say something like that. They said his speech was a little off, but there wasn't any evidence that Charles had been drinking.
Thanks to the Rockfish Grill, the Anacortes Brewery.
You can get your drink on. Go grab some great beer. They have a full complement of cocktails, too. But get that growler filled. Get some great food. AnacortesRockfish.com.
The Brad and John Show, home of the 930 Knucklehead. Powered by the Rockfish Grill and Anacortes Brewery. Serving Northwest food and great beers. And on tap now, the Knucklehead Red. Delicious new brew. Perfect for any day. Check out the menu, event schedule, and live music lineup at AnacortesRockfish.com. Located on the corner of 4th and Commercial in downtown Anacortes. Don't be a knucklehead. Get to the Rockfish Grill.